The next case is number 22-1138, Netflix versus Dybbuk LLC. Mr. Saunders, when you're ready.
Thank you. Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the court. Like the challenge patent, the Kaku reference taught using the same index of the same well-known AVI file format to play videos and taught trick play functionality like fast-forwarding and rewinding. In addition, the 792 patent cites the Kaku reference and admits that the AVI file format is prior art. So the board's decision that it's not going to consider the Kaku reference because it's not analogous art is reversible error for at least three reasons. First, there's no per se rule that you have to expressly define the field of endeavor or the problem. Here, the petition presented the substance of that argument woven into the obviousness analysis, describing the structural and functional overlap, describing the admissions in the patent, and talking about a skilled artisan's relevant art. Second, the Kaku reference isn't limited to digital cameras or the way that the board was thinking about it. The board didn't grapple with its statement that it's applicable to every electronic appliance to reproduce motion images. Conversely, the 792 patent could cover unsophisticated consumer devices. And then third, in the reasonable pertinence analysis, the board flipped this court's Donner case on its head to the point where in defining the problem, its focus singularly on the point of novelty ends up excluding from the prior art things that are the most well-known precisely because they're well-known.
I think maybe your biggest hurdle today is that the burden of proof lies with the petitioner, even though it's the patent owner that might have to raise it first. And looking at your papers, I understand your magic words argument. That doesn't have to be magic words. But one of the concerns is, what do you think the field of endeavor is? Is it an AVI file format or just a file format? Or is it multimedia video files? What is it? And where do you, I understand magic words don't have to be here, but where do you think that is in the record at A6403 or 405? Or how do we deal with that burden of proof issue?
Right. So we think that the best definition of the field is video playback and file formats, which was the field we were using describing the skilled artisan in the petition. On that, the other side's expert then came back, this is 4034 of the appendix, and says, that's too narrow, that the field of the 792 patent is video encoding, transmission, and decoding. And so in the reply brief, it accepts that and says the 792 scope is the video encoding transmission.
When you say, as you set forth in your petition, you mean it when defining what a person of ordinary skill.
Right, yes.
Okay, just make sure I'm following.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Because what the petition isn't focused on is this is not a situation where we need to define the outer boundaries of the field, just as you often see decisions that say, we don't need to resolve this dispute exactly over the definition.
But once you're called on it by the patent owner, then you do have an obligation to respond and articulate at some level of sufficiency that the board can understand your position what you think the field of endeavor is. Do you agree with that?
Well, I won't fight that because in our reply, we said, this is 6405 of the appendix. The 792 patent broadly defines its scope as including encoding, transmission, and decoding of multimedia files. But the primary focus, I admit, was not arguing about the periphery. We were arguing from the center, given the extreme amount of overlap here. This isn't a situation. We're talking about a patent that is finding your way in the...
I don't think you even said what you just suggested you said, at least in the context of what is the field of endeavor for Kaku. You didn't say anything other than AVI, did you? At page 6404 and 6403.
So at 6404, my mistake here, it's 6405. It's
6405.
Here, this
only references field of endeavor in the second line from the top, correct? Everything else on that page is not even about the element of difference.
I think the best, when you look at what's in the reply, it's really because there's a lot of overlap between these two analyses, it's everything together. Right. And
but the problem, I think I'm having the same problem, is you're pulling that line on 6405 out of context, because the prior two pages, when it's talking about CACU as analogous art, are talking about CACU teaching ABI file format, not the more broad definition of video playback or the like. So don't we have to then read that sentence as in all of that instead of what you just said? I mean, I think you're, look, it sounds to me like this was not very well presented. CACU should be analogous art. The board just blew this. But we're on a substantial evidence standard here, and they made a fact finding that CACU is not analogous art. And as best I can tell, your argument about what the field of endeavor was that it was ABI teaching, and they didn't like that.
Do you think Savani can raise two fields of the invention?
I think that an invention can, but I think that the key thing on AVI is that we don't need to decide, is this video playback file format, the outer boundaries here, because we had overlap. We don't need to decide, does this include all file formats? We have overlap on the very format,
no,
the
I
very
mean,
index.
You're using CACU to teach AVI, and that's what you're trying to show, that the patent use of AVI is obvious. But it still has to be in the same field of endeavor, even if it teaches a precise thing.
To support his position, let me just say, for example, let's say there was a car patent, so totally directed to car, but it mentions AVI. There is a problem there. Even though it mentions the file format, it has not in the same field of the invention as the 792 patent. So you got to look a little broader to figure out, and not just look at the part that you're relying on to teach, or the part that the claim recites as being the novel part of the claim, right? Or what distinguishes the claim from the prior art. So say we don't agree with you on AVI, what else do you have
CACU says it's applicable not just to digital cameras, but to sort of any consumer electronic device. We point out in the petition, 792 patent has the prosecution history where it talks about it's applicable to unsophisticated devices.
I don't disagree with you on any of this. Where did you make the argument that the field of endeavor is not just limited to ABI or not just limited to trip play, but it's the broader field of video playback?
So if the standard, we think this would be an incorrect legal standard to say that we have to say the field of endeavor.
No, I don't think
right.
You have to say it either.
Right.
But you at least have to show us where you made the argument. Even if you didn't use the word field of endeavor, you have to show.
Is your best argument on page A6405? Which.
Right. I don't think that for that statement, we ended up being told, no, we won't consider that because we think that's a reasonable pertinence argument, but no, we don't see that as a definition of problem.
So it says here the 792 patent broadly defines the scope as including encoding and decoding. CACU teaches encoding and decoding of image data in AVI files.
Right, exactly.
So even though the next sentence is saying under Federal Circuit precedent, CACU is reasonably pertinent, it's your view that this goes not just to reasonably pertinent, but also the field of endeavor.
Exactly, and then they wouldn't consider it for reasonably pertinence because they said this isn't really a definition.
Can I ask you something? Do I have to rule in your favor on that? I think I do. I think I have to say the board abused its discretion.
No,
interpreting your papers.
No, I think the primary way that this court has defined the field of endeavor is by looking to the structure and function. That's why we have hairbrushes and toothbrushes in the same field. In the Biggio case. In Dominski, we have the pumps for underwater and the other pumps. And so I think the point here is not what you have to find of when we're saying the field of endeavor is X. It's that you can argue this from the center. You can present that substance.
Can you answer Judge Stoll's question? Because I'm going to assume your answer was yes.
Well,
wait, hold on. Let me make sure we're on the same page. The question is, when we look at what the board read into your papers and whether they thought that sentence about TACU only went to reasonable pertinence as opposed to field of endeavor, aren't we reviewing for abuse of discretion just on how they read what your argument was?
Yes, you would be, but...
And how did they abuse their discretion?
Well, they then paired it and said, well, that's not a definition of the problem.
Well, then, then help me with this. At 6641, when you have the oral argument, which I assume follows the briefing, Mr. Liang, is that your counsel?
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Liang says at 6641, referring to the reply, pages 3 and 4, we explain that the 792 patent refers to AVI and CACU teaches AVI, but this is about file formats, and therefore CACU is in the same field of endeavor. How is the board supposed to read that as anything other than the field of endeavor is AVI?
Well, no, but it's broadening. I mean, that's in CACU teaches AVI, but this is about file format. I mean, the broader field is those file formats. That's what the encoding and decoding is getting to. That's what the definition of the skilled artisan in terms of video playback and file formats.
So in the context of your reply and this answer, you want us to find it's an abuse of discretion to understand your position below as being the field of endeavor is AVI.
Right, and to be clear, the way the board frames it, and as you see from what they're looking for in the oral hearing, is they need that statement, the field of endeavor is X. And we're saying that to require that statement, to have a per se rule that you can't argue the substance here, you can't argue from the center, you can't argue the structure and function, but we're going to need that statement, would be an incorrect legal rule in this context where we have such overlap, right? Same index, same file for the same purpose, video playback. And the admission in the way it's treated, the patent's treated in the prosecution history and the admission that's there.
Did the board ever say what it thought the field of endeavor was?
I don't think it did. We interpreted the board's decision to be limiting the field of endeavor to internet applications, which plainly...
Well, either that or it credited Dr. Bajaj's testimony on the field of endeavor.
Well, that was his testimony.
Well, he also said the field of endeavor is facilitating trick play in multimedia content.
But if that's the thing, I mean, so appendix...
No, it doesn't appear until column 48 of the patent. I know.
Right, but also appendix 6060,
yeah.
Our petition says CACU teaches fast forward and rewind functionality is performed by high speed reproduction in the forward and reverse direction. From the petition, from the beginning, was saying CACU is also teaching trick play. So that wouldn't be a basis to distinguish it.
But in your brief, you say that you think that the board defined the field of the invention, or at least the patent, is directed to encoding, transmission, decoding of multimedia files, including those with multiple tracks and capable of being transmitted over the internet. Do you think that's the case, or do you think it's that they said it relates to trick play, or is it a little unclear on page 25? Because at first they said your petition and your reply were deficient, and then they went ahead and addressed the issue anyway, and I'm having a little bit of a hard time understanding what they thought the field.
I share that difficulty. I
should submit that for explanation.
I think that would be good because the finding, the idea that the 792 is limited in some way when there's no such limitation in the claims, when column 5 has a locally stored and DVD embodiment, and when our camera art allegedly itself is saying this applies to all of the consumer electronics.
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the Court. I feel that a lot of my work has been done, so I hope to be brief.
I have a question.
Yes.
I really want to know what you think the board said was the field of the invention. Because it's either that they agreed with your expert and said that it's trick play and multimedia files. I think that's what the board did.
The closest statement that I have on this, I believe, is in the appendix at 25, and it says the 792's background of the invention makes clear that the patent relates to encoding, transmission, and decoding of multimedia fields including those with multiple tracks and capable of being transmitted over the internet. So I think that's the closest statement from the
board. But what about where they say above? They say, patent owner relies on Dr. Bajra's testimony on the field of the endeavor and of CACO from the perspective of a person ordinary skilled in the art. We find Dr. Bajra's testimony supported by the cited disclosures. So they agree with it, I guess. And then when you look at the paragraphs, they cite paragraphs 39 through 45 of Dr. Bajra's expert report. And specifically, he says, the field of the endeavor is trick play in multimedia content.
Yes, so I think there is some overlap between what Dr. Bajra said and what the board said. I see the two as being quite close. Essentially, what I see the board saying is, Dr. Bajra has submitted testimony concerning the field of endeavor, looking at the traditional sources that this court has looked at to discern the field of endeavor, you know, the background of the invention, the claims, the prosecution history, etc. And they set forth what his understanding was, and then they say a slightly different version of it. And so I agree that there's a little bit of perhaps... I don't think it's limited to trick play. I think it is facilitating trick play functionality in multimedia content that is streamed or downloaded over the internet. That is the position we provided.
So you don't agree with this broader statement here on page A25?
No, I think...
It says that it's encoding, transmission, and decoding of multimedia files.
Let me be clear. I am not saying that the board's statement is incorrect. I view it as being very close to what our expert proffered, and what the board said was they looked at the background of the invention, I believe, and they gave a slightly different articulation of it, but it seems very similar to me. And then the board ultimately concluded, if you look at Keiku is far afield of that, looking at the traditional sources, and therefore you would need a very broad field of endeavor to encompass both.
Can I walk through the 7.9 patent? 792 patent with you a little bit and talk about the field of endeavor.
Of course.
Okay. Where does it talk about, I see where it talks about multimedia files,
mm-hmm.
In the abstract, in the background, in the summary of the invention. I don't see where it talks about trick play, the concept of trick play, until column 48. Am I missing something?
So, you are correct, but let me make a couple of observations on that. A number of cases from this court, including cases that they rely heavily upon, like Biggio and I think Dominski might be the other one, there are different avenues to discern the field of endeavor that this court has relied upon. One is the field of the invention, the background of the invention, the structure and content of the claims. And so here, each of the claims has trick play functionality. Now, this is a continuation in part. And so what Dr. Bajra did is he focused upon the additions to this patent, which do closely relate to trick play functionality, and the teachings that were added to this patent, those talk about the first and second index facilitating trick play functionality.
Yeah, case law that says that when something's a continuation in part, we should really focus on the subject matter that was added to determine what the field of the invention is for purposes of an analogous art.
I'm not aware of any case in this court that addresses that specific question one way or the other. But I think it's reasonable in view of the case law that says you ought to look at the function and structure of the claims, because in each of the claims here, they all require...
And that's what is the asserted novel feature, right? That's what's the asserted novel feature?
I don't think it's the...
Well, how it's obtained. Having this second...
I'm sorry. I thought you meant in the context of the IPR. You're correct that in the context of prosecution, and I think it's at Appendix 2000, if my memory is correct, the examiner allowed this patent in substantial part over because of the second index.
Well, I have a lot of questions for you about the patent. Do you mind if I jump into them?
Sure.
I was wondering, for example, in the abstract, it says... one embodiment of a multimedia file in accordance with the present invention includes a series of encoded video frames, a first index that includes some stuff. It talks about, so basically it's the last sentence of the abstract. I think it's describing a file structure. Is that right? It says that there's a first index and there's video frames.
I would agree that an index is a file structure. Yes.
Column 3, figure 2.0 description. It's column 3, line 25. It says figure 2 is the diagram of the structure of a multimedia file.
I'm sorry, could you say the line again, please?
I'm sorry, it's column 3, line 25. I'm looking at the brief description of the drawings. Figure 2 is a multimedia file. Figure 2.0.1 is a structure of a multimedia file.
If what you're asking...
I see a lot of things. Look at the summary of the invention. Column 1, lines 38 through 40. It's the very first statement of the summary of the invention. And it says, embodiments of the present invention include multimedia files and systems for generating, distributing, and decoding multimedia files. I mean, why isn't a multimedia file or multimedia distribution system, which is the title of the patent, why isn't that the field of the endeavor?
Well, I do think, I agree with Judge Hughes that you have to look at this in the context of substantial evidence. I think it's also important to look at it in the contents of the record below.
But what are the sources of the substantial evidence that I'm to look at?
Yes.
You say the patent itself.
Yes, of course.
We need to know how the board defined field of endeavor to determine whether it's determination that Kaku isn't in the same field of endeavor supported by substantial evidence, don't we?
I respectfully disagree with that. I don't believe you do need to reach that question.
How do we know if it's right or not if we don't know what they're defining as a field of endeavor? Let's say that they actually had defined the field of endeavor as only related to the trick play functionality. Mm-hmm. That would be wrong, right?
That's
way too narrow of a field of endeavor.
It's certainly not one that we proffered, and I don't think that alone would leap out from the disclosures in the patent.
And their point is, this stuff is all so close that it's obvious on its face why they're in the same field of endeavor. The board says, well, you didn't... Well, I mean, I disagree with the board on this, frankly. If I were part of this case, you would lose. But the board said, well, this is a video camera, and this is on the internet, so they're not the same field of endeavor. But how do we know how the board is defining the field of endeavor? Is it limited to internet?
No, I believe the
patent isn't limited to internet, right?
I agree. I don't believe that the board said it was limited. It says the board says includes when it talks about including stream. If you look at the description I gave earlier, but if I may, I didn't answer your prior question.
I'd like to ask you a question
yes,
because
please.
You said we never said that the field of endeavor is trick play, but your expert at page A4040 said rather the field of endeavor of the 792 patent is facilitating trick play functionality and multimedia content that is streamed or downloaded over the internet.
Yes, I agree with that.
So
I agree with that.
That's even narrower than saying that it's directed to trick play functionality.
Well, that is what... Okay, so the other side, they didn't put forward a field of endeavor for either the 792 or Kaku. We submitted expert testing, looking at the traditional sources, the background of the invention, the claims, I can point you to his expert declaration where he goes on...
No, why don't you go stick with the things you said were the traditional things that you rely on. Which is the background of the invention and the summary of the invention.
Yes.
And things in the patent itself instead of what your expert said.
Well, he is speaking to those very same things. So I don't discern any difference.
You can point to the patent instead of
yes. So we talked about how each of the claims requires two indexes for enabling trick play functionality. And so, and they cite a bunch of cases. Vigio, Davinsky,
but where's that? Where's this two indexes for enabling trick play functionality? Where's that mentioned at all in the background of the invention, in the abstract, in the summary of the invention? Where is that mentioned?
Oh, I was not referring to that. I was referring to the structure and content of the claims. So,
Well, I understand.
Yeah. Okay. So let me
cite trick play functionality. But you said you were going to go to the traditional places in the patent that. Are relied upon to determine the field of the invention,
yes.
Not the scope of the claim.
No, I understand, but I want to be clear that I believe one of the traditional sources is the claims.
Got it.
So the scope and content of the claimed inventions. That's what In re Vigio says, that's what In re Davinsky says, that's what their cases say. So it's I would not exclude that from the ambit of the traditional sources.
Okay. I'm aware of that, so I don't want to waste your time. Go ahead.
Of course. And so you'll see there's a lot of relationship between aspects of Dr. Bajaj's identification of the field with the background of the invention, which notes the present invention generally leads to encoding, transmission, and decoding of multimedia files that can include tracks, and it gives additional tracks. And it says the development of the internet has promoted the development of file formats for multimedia information to enable standardized generation, et cetera. So we're talking about multimedia files that have MA instances more than one, the traditional two tracks, in the context of the development of the internet. If you look at the figures, for example, 1 and 2, we're talking about network devices. And then Dr. Bajaj looked at the reason the patent was granted. He looked at the claims, which focused upon the addition of the second index. And what the patent explains is that the second index is beneficial because you can obtain it before you I believe, for example, 1626 to 29, I want to say.
Where is that in the patent?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
While you're on column
16. Is it column 16?
I think you're referring now to column 16.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Isn't that a reference to facilitating trick play? I think you had told that Stoll the earliest was column 48, but I thought that column 16, lines 26 to 30 or so, were also a reference to trick play.
It is. Thank you. What I meant to say earlier was that I'm not suggesting that trick play is the main feature of the very outset of the patent. But yes, I certainly agree with Your Honor that that most definitely is about
trick play. Is that the earliest reference, if we read front to back in the patent, is that the earliest reference to trick play, column 16?
I believe it's the earliest reference we relied upon. And I believe that it is the information that was added to this continuation from its parent. But as I only have 2 minutes, can I briefly speak to the burden? Because I don't think you need to get to any of this to answer your question, Judge Hughes. Because they had the burden of proof. I think Your Honors understand the record quite well. You have to find an abuse of discretion on the file format issue because the board expressly found a waiver. I didn't even see an argument from my friend in their
Can
papers.
I ask you something?
Yes.
I understand your point. But let's say, okay, so the board found that they didn't identify a field of endeavor. So then it accepts your statement of the field of endeavor. We're a little bit unclear on what that is and what they thought the field endeavor was. But then they continue to analyze it, right? So we have to analyze, you know, we have to review their analysis regardless of whether they found that the petitioner hadn't identified a field of endeavor. There's still a field of endeavor. I mean, just because the petitioner doesn't identify one doesn't mean that that stops it. The patent owner has identified one, and the analysis must then occur under the field of endeavor identified by the patent owner.
That's the part where I respectfully disagree, actually, because they have the burden of proof on this issue. They have to prove the scope and content of the prior art.
What if they just agree with you on what the field of endeavor is, but they disagree with you on the analysis?
Well,
the conclusion based on that field of endeavor.
Even then, okay, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but it seems that they have the burden of proof. They clearly didn't satisfy their burden of proof. The board found that. That is an independently sufficient basis to affirm. And if you read their papers, you'll never even see the mention of the word burden. Not once. And you see them relying. You ask, or someone asks, what is the clearest statement of the field of endeavor? And they went to the level of ordinary skill. The board said that they waived that argument. They have to demonstrate to Your Honors, which they did not argue in their
papers.
Let's
assume momentarily that even though the petitioner has the burden of proof, the patent owner has to at least raise the issue and say why they think that it's not analogous. And in this case, here, the patent owner said, it's not analogous because the field of endeavor is something, and that differs from Kaku's field of endeavor.
That is not how we present the argument. The way we present the argument is, because I know, because I wrote it, is they, if you read the third line of our brief, of the POR below, petitioner fails to prove that Kaku is analogous art. We then have an entire section on how they failed to prove it. Then we say, if you need to look any further, That's how we presented it. So and then the certify, again, we argued.
You said in the petition they had to raise this issue.
No, but even in our certify, we said, look, let's assume, I understand your view on that issue.
I'm just trying to get a hypothetical. Can I give you a hypothetical?
Of course.
And I understand you might think the facts are different. It's fine. I just want to ask you a hypothetical. So let's say that the patenter doesn't say, and the petitioner doesn't say anything in the petition about analogous art. Patent comes back, presents an argument, presents a field of endeavor, but the petitioner doesn't respond or responds in a way where the board can't figure out what their alternative field of endeavor is. When the board, that doesn't mean the board doesn't analyze the issue, does it? Doesn't it mean that then they analyze the issue under the field of endeavor identified and not disputed by the petitioner, the one identified by the patent owner but not disputed by the petitioner?
Well, I think that hypothetical is a little bit different from our situation in certain respects.
What's your answer to the hypothetical?
So I think what you're referring to is a situation where we offer a field and they don't dispute it, and therefore that is the field under which the analysis occurs. That might be a different situation, but I think in your hypothetical, the argument and the thrust of our argument in our POR, in our surreply, and at trial, and I know because I gave all of them, was they failed to prove their case. That was the
They said they
crux.
Failed to identify a field of endeavor that was broader than the one identified by you.
No,
and
my...
They needed to identify something more broad.
My argument was that they failed to identify any field of endeavor for either the 792 or Keiko. Okay. They said something about AVI, but they never said AVI was the field of endeavor. They then tried to cannibalize other portions of their petition, which wasn't in their papers, and therefore they can't raise it under Dell versus Acceleron. And the board reasonably found that those arguments were forfeited. The board could have stopped its analysis.
You think
where,
that the board found they forfeited their entire analogous art?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, what part do you think the board found?
I believe they waived and expressly found a waiver and forfeiture of drafting the level of ordinary skill argument into the field of endeavor. And I don't know if I would formally call it...
A22.
Yes.
Okay.
There's one other...
The
yeah.
Found they forfeited.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if forfeiture is the right word, but the board found that the scope statement that we were talking about in my friend's argument, that related to reasonable pertinence, not field of endeavor. And I heard my friend agree that the board's determination in that regard is decided for abuse of discretion. It's in a footnote. I can pull it. I think it's footnote 8. I might be a little bit off on that. Yeah, footnote 8.
Which
one? Footnote 8 on appendix 23.
Thank you.
So I'm over my time.
Yeah, you're well past your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Saunders, since he went over, we'll give you 4 minutes for a rebuttal if you need all of it.
Thank you, Your Honor. I think to pick up with what Judge Stoll was asking about, the board's finding here with respect to the field of endeavor is saying, having failed to identify the field of endeavor, petitioner cannot demonstrate this. It doesn't say you didn't put in the evidence. It doesn't say you're not telling us why you think Kaku overlaps in structure and function. It's saying we need to see that definition of the field. And then when it turns past that sort of per se rule, what we've talked about as the magic words test, I think the discussion here today has sort of deepened the mystery of where we are on what the board said. We heard that it's too narrow to say that it's trick play.
So let me ask you, is the gist of your argument basically that in your petition you identified Kaku as relevant prior art because on its face it also involves encoding and decoding media using these file formats, and particularly the file format at issue, and that it's self-obvious that it's in the field of an endeavor. They come back and say it's not, and instead of addressing your arguments about that, the board made a technical ruling because you didn't specifically define the field of endeavor, you lose, even though the merits arguments you're making show exactly why Kaku and the patent are in the same field of endeavor.
Exactly, and the merits arguments align with the way this court has looked to that overlapping structure.
So if you think that's what the board did, can you show me where they did that?
Right, so in the board at Appendix 20 through 21, is where the board sort of reaches the conclusion in that second full paragraph on 21, having failed to identify the field of endeavor of either the 792 patent or Kaku, petitioner cannot demonstrate that Kaku and the claimed invention are in the same
field. And in doing that, they go through your reply, what your expert said, and what you've argued.
But, right, but it's what they're looking for in that reply. What they're looking for
where,
that...
Where else should they be looking?
No, they are looking for us to say the field of endeavor is,
well,
X.
Parts of that say that, but here's the one thing that gives me a little bit of pause is, yes, if all they said is that you didn't actually specifically say field of endeavor equals X, I think the board would have a problem here. But kind of two-thirds down of that page, it says you didn't meaningfully respond by identifying the field of endeavor. Again, I think that would be wrong. And explaining why Kaku belong to that field. I mean, don't you at least have to, when it's challenged, explain why it belongs to that field?
But every field we're talking about, I mean, that explanation is in the petition. I don't... Are we talking about file form? In Kaku, we're talking about using the same index of the same well-known file format to play back video. It's incredible overlap between the two of them. And they tried to limit it to camera embodiments. So what the reply was focused on was saying, listen, Kaku's not limited to camera embodiments. Here's the teaching. The reply is pointing out that the 792 patent itself is admitting that AVI is in the prior art, which is something that this court has considered in its prior cases.
At page 21, the board says, nor does petitioner challenge the patent owner's definition of the field of endeavor of the 792 patent. Is that wrong?
I'm not sure I know then or know now what their definition is. And let me, if
did
I
you, did you challenge it?
We don't see them as sort of having put forward that.
What would be wrong with us saying that when you are called on whether or not you've identified analogous art in the same field of endeavor, maybe it's not magic words, but you have to at least be clear about what it is you're saying is the field of endeavor. Why are we so concerned about playing games with maybe it was clear enough, or you go back to the petition? What would be wrong with you having to just come clean and say, here's the field of endeavor, and it's the same for our prior art?
Because there are going to be many, many cases where you won't need to define that outer boundary of the field in order to see the overlap. And so the response here is focusing on the substantive overlap.
Why not just say that? Why didn't you have
We could, but I mean, there's a lot of ground to cover in the reply. The reply cycles through this. It's something that is admitted prior art in terms of AVI. The focus of these claims, the point of novelty, is what was taught by the Zetz reference. This is just the baseline, the admitted prior art.
Mr. Saunders, do you think it's fair to say that the burden of proof, I mean, the burden of proof is on the petitioner to show analogous art, but maybe that burden, how difficult it is to overcome, varies with how far afield the prior art is from the patent in suit?
I think so, and I don't think that if you go back in the Biggio hairbrush toothbrush case, that the argument is focusing on the overlying structures and functions. They're arguing that from the center. It's very common in the petitions not to talk about the definition of the field of endeavor.
Thank you.